Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
This silent key advice is about a signalman. Service number 217459. Geoffrey Alan Sanders, Victor Kilo 4, Kilo Echo Lima, VK4 KEL, has gone silent key following a very long battle with various forms of cancer. He was but 62, born in September of 49 in Horsham, VK3. Geoff was a past president of the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club, past president of the Wireless Institute of Australia Queensland Division, a former VK4 federal councillor and alternate federal councillor of the Wireless Institute of Australia. More importantly, Geoff, VK4KEL, will be remembered for his support for We Vietnam Vets. Geoff, 217459, served with 104 Signal Squadron Vietnam in 1969. Geoff was given just 2 hours as he lay in the Prince Charles Hospital Sunday, yet fought on until he passed April 4, being kept comfortable during his last days with Jen, his wife, and his children by his side. His loss will leave a huge hole in our lives, and he's been a friend of ours since commencing Q News back in 94-95. Geoff was president and secretary of the old WIAQ, and when we first started Q News on packet radio, was the first WIA official who started to tell its members what was what. Thanks to Geoff, the walls of WIA secrecy started to be broken. It wasn't again until the late Chris Jones that we knew week to week what our society was doing for us. I know Geoff will be sadly missed by many others who knew, by QSO, WIA work, and his work with the vet community, knew him well. There'll be more in local Q News bulletins as it comes to hand. But rest in peace, another silent key, Geoff Sanders, Victor Kilo 4, Kilo Echo Lima.
From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Geoff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. When computers first entered the consumer electronics market, software soon became available for the original digital mode, Morse code. Soon followed RTTY, slow scan TV, and fax. Derivatives of other modes such as TOR, teletype over radio, and packet came along too. Today there is a plethora of software especially written for the amateur operator. Nobel Prize winner Joe Taylor has put his skills to work in developing programs optimized for the weak signal operator. There is so much more work being done in this part of the hobby. In an attempt to utilize the features of the internet to provide greater diversity of contact types, our sister society, the Japan Amateur Radio League, sponsored the development of the D-Star modes. For the translation between digital and analog voice, a firmware codec was chosen. The catch is that the codec is a commercial product which attracts a license fee for each device in which it is used. The challenge for the amateur programmers is to successfully develop a freeware alternative. This would allow many of the digital commercial radios coming out of service to join the amateur ranks, as their analog antecedents have done before. I'm Geoff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Burpengary, it can be heard on 1.843 MHz at 9:30 AM following the VK1WIA National News Service. I'm Andy, VK4 Kilo Yankee.
This is Stuart, VK4 Mike Sirolima with news from the Brisbane Amateur Radio Club. Barkfest will take place 2 weeks later than usual at 9:30 AM, Sunday the 26th of May 2012, at the usual venue, 1600 Logan Road, Upper Mount Gravatt. There will be the usual displays of equipment and parts for sales, text talks, and of course an opportunity to catch up with old friends at Café de Bark. Admission will be $7. For further information, see the Bark website, qsl.net/VK4BA.
Across Queensland, from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In Brisbane, it's relayed on 147 MHz at 9:30 a.m. Sundays from the Brisbane VHF Group's VK4RBN on Mount Glorious, following the WIA National News Service. I'm Bryn, VK4GF.
Hi, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox, with news from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club. This year just seems to be getting busier and busier. And after a successful Moyle, and more about that later, the activities for the club this month are the 9th of April, the general business meeting, and please note Roger VK4ZLQ will not be present for the meeting and has requested you bring your minutes to ensure that they are correct. From the 11th to the 16th of April, the Wednesday group will be involved with others in assembling the portable station and equipment for the Titanic anniversary. This will include the setting up of the station at the Maritime Museum, Stanley Street, South Bank in Brisbane, actually participating in the activity, and finally packing up and returning all equipment to the club. On the 16th of April, the technical talk will be by Kevin VK4UG on meteor scatter propagation. And lastly, to end the month, will be a fox hunt on Monday the 23rd of April. Well, the Moyle has come and gone for another year. And this year, we had the rain. It was actually the first time in some 5 years that the club actually had to stop transmitting for a period of about 6 hours, as it was too dangerous to the equipment to continue. Two stalwarts of the club and of the Moyle are Andy VK4KY and Glenn VK4FZ, who are back again this year. Antennas were set up on the afternoon of Friday in fine conditions, but by 3:30 p.m. on Saturday afternoon, rain. No, not the heavy North Queensland rain, but the Brisbane-type rain for the next 6 hours. It was too dangerous to operate in, and with the possibility, as I said before, of damage to the equipment, there was nothing else to do but just enjoy a few cordials and then resume when conditions improve. Despite all the hassles, the field day was a success. Many contacts were made, and many thanks to the stream of helpers who were there to set up, bring food and other supplies, and for the clean-up on the Sunday afternoon. The whole site was cleared by 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate you. Now, the WIA Queensland Centenary. Kevin VK4UH advised the club at this last meeting that this year is a centenary celebration for the WIA in Queensland. The club has also decided to participate and will apply for the use of the special call sign, which will be made available later this year. Kevin also advised the club that he had approached Grace Lutheran College inquiring about access to a large steerable dish that they have on their grounds. The dish is currently used by their senior physics classes and is completely operational. The college was very receptive to interacting with the club, and Kevin believes the dish could be used for EME activities on 2 metres and higher frequencies. More to follow on this, an exciting time for those people involved in UHF, VHF. Now, just a reminder, very quickly before I go, that James VK4TJF conducts CW courses at the club on Thursday evening from 7 till 9, and about the regular trivia contest that is conducted on the 70 centimetre repeater each Wednesday night starting about 7:30 p.m. Now remember, if we don't use frequency allocation, we will lose it. There's other people out there who want to grab it from us. So if you can, join in the trivia night on Wednesday night. Well, that's about it for the moment. So 7:30 until next time. From Ray, VK4, Charlie Fox, and the Redcliffe Club.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.